This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Politicians spend a lot of time talking about cutting down on government waste, but it's usually pretty anecdotal, not all that analytical. What do you suppose would happen, though, if you apply the same techniques to government spending that traders use to pick stocks? What's going to pay off and what's just a waste of money? A Pew MacArthur report out today looks at how states are using cost-benefit analysis to make smarter public policy. Sarah McCammon reports now on how that's working out in one state so far.
Last year, Iowa's prison system took an inventory of a bunch of its programs: job training, GED completion, drug treatment. Most turned out to be a good deal for taxpayers in the long run. Participants were less prone to reoffend and more likely to become productive, with one big exception.
We found out that our programs for domestic abusers, which is a tremendous concern in society, they don't work.
Letty Prell is the director of research for the Iowa Department of Corrections. She says programs for men sentenced to probation and a batterer's education course turned out not to do much good. In some cases, participants were more likely to abuse again.
Not only are we not addressing domestic violence in terms of likelihood of future domestic violence, but we're not being responsible stewards of the money that we're given to run this.
For every dollar spent, Iowa was losing $3. More effective programs, like drug courts, were returning close to $10 for every dollar invested. Gary Van Landingham is director of the Pew MacArthur Results First Initiative. As states face tight budgets, he says cost-benefit analysis is becoming more common.
So studies have identified sets of programs which the research is very clear are good investments for taxpayers.
So what do states do when they've made a bad investment? Move the money somewhere else. Iowa corrections officials are developing a new domestic abuser treatment program with help from Erica Lawrence, a psychology professor at the University of Iowa. She says the old approach focused on trying to change negative thoughts. In the new program, offenders are taught to acknowledge those thoughts but behave differently.
And believe it or not, that is working.
Early results in a study of more than 800 men appeared to cut rates for repeat offenders in half compared to just 5% for the old way. If that holds true in the long term, it will save the state plenty in court costs and incarceration, not to mention the impact on victims, something harder to put a price on. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.